Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
The Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one's Jessica McKenna. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
We got Brett Morris, That Feeling When the Chord Hits.
We got Dana Wickens on the throne that is a cajon, Wicks on the sticks. Hello, everybody. We got you, fair
we
listener.
We got you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for being here. Thank you all of you who either came out to our show at the Bourbon Room or who streamed it. That's still available if you want to pick it up. It's coming to Clubhouse. Maybe it's already there. I'm not sure about time. But the fact is, it'll be there soon or it's already there. And that's all you need to know.
That's how time works.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? We have a great guest.
Well, guess what? From Pop Star, from iCarly, comedian, actor, gorgeous voiced individual, please welcome to the show, Edgar Blackman.
Is that what most people do? Do they sing their way in?
Oh, well, yeah, now it will
no,
be.
No, it happens a fair amount. But
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just in case anyone else tries to do it, that's my new bar.
That's
I'm
the
setting
bar.
That new bar.
That bar has been set, I say, aggressively
I love it. Now when we give Future Yes the run, they'll be like, okay, so we're going to introduce the show. They'll introduce you. Then an optional Edgar goes here, and then we'll get you in.
I'm sorry, what's that? Oh, it's a sort of high vibrato belt done with a lot of confidence and style right at the top just to let people know you mean business.
Yeah.
We'll play it for you.
So here's the original one.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, great.
Yeah!
So if you can. I'm here to promote a book.
Yeah, just do your best. It's really not about what it sounds like as long as you make a sound.
That's right.
Yeah, that's it.
Man, put that on a shirt. Yeah. It's not about what it sounds like. As long as you make a sound.
It's sort of like a related but inverted version of like if a tree falls, does it make a sound? It's like, doesn't matter if it's sound, just was it sound?
Doesn't matter if you fall, make sound.
Yeah. Yeah. Whenever you fall.
Doesn't matter if you fall. Hey, make sound.
Make a sound. Absolutely. So someone can find you. Wow. Oh, wow. Right out the gate.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Wow. We go to the woods?
Yeah, probably the woods.
Okay, great. Some hikers on a trail.
Oh.
There's mist rolling over the beautiful sequoias and redwoods.
It's Northern California.
There's an undergrowth of ferns. A lot of ferns.
No itchy plants. What a wonderful forest.
Not a single itchy plant.
I've been hiking on this trail now for miles and miles and miles. With me and my companion, and we're nothing but smiles. We got our hiking gear, our hats and packs, and don't forget our pants. Enjoying nature, avoiding the itchy plants. There's no itchy plants.
Whoa, no itchy plants.
Out here there's no itchy plants. got bug spray to keep the mosquitoes away, but we're not taking a chance with any thorns or burrs, because out here there's no itchy plants. We're looking around, and what do I see?
Good forest.
Damn, this is a good forest.
Oh, I'm so happy we decided of all the hikes we could take, we chose this good, good forest.
I really feel like when we went to that ranger station, they did a good upsell of what we were about to see. The branding on this forest is incredible.
Yeah.
They were like, don't worry, we've removed all the poison oak and ivy and anything with thorns or burrs. There's no itches of any kind.
And I was honestly a little irritated because I thought, how dare you? How dare you,
Mike? Why is that
mess?
Sorry.
How?
You know, you're good. I'm just like, what was so irritating?
Just
about
you know,
it?
Oh, Mike, our friend.
I just want to know from you,
Mike. Our friend.
What?
That's a good question. You know, I was irritated.
I guess the main reason I piped up Mike was just to be like, oh, it's my good friend Mike. And you know, I want to know why he's irritated.
And I've always learned. My grandma used to always say this to me, Ricker.
That's me, Ricker.
My man, Ricker, like rigor. But
With a CK.
I don't know.
And no, man. T, not Richter.
Yeah, it's an interesting name, but I love it.
My name? It's Ricker.
Your name is Ricker.
Take Rick, not Rick S, but a little bit more. I'm Ricker.
He's
Mike,
Ricker.
I want to know what made you irritated. Sorry.
And my name is Bergamot.
and Berg, listen, I'm so glad you said that. Because like I was saying, my grandmother always used to say to me, say people's names so that they know you're talking to them.
My grandmother always used to say that to me. Bergamot. Berg. Yeah? Did your grandmother say that to you?
Do you know my grandma used to say to me, make sure you use people's names early when you meet them to help your brain remember.
Absolutely.
She used to say that to me, Bergamot.
You gotta say names
so that you can remember them.
And they know you're talking to them.
Ooh, you gotta say names.
You gotta say names.
Maybe they're got sunglasses on and I'm not sure.
I'm not sure, but if you say their name,
then
the glasses come up and they look straight at you.
Say names.
The eye contact, you know what to do.
And when somebody else brings it on back, when they say my name, I really, really love that. When they
yourself for a mistake you made, sometimes you say your own name, just comes out that way. You're like, dang it, Mike, why did you do that again?
In that situation, you would say your own name.
Say your own name.
Say your name.
Because you gotta say names. When shouting at players at any kind of sporting game.
Time for a last name.
That's right.
Because it's right there on the jersey.
On the jersey for you to say.
I hate Johnson. Catch the fucking ball.
Johnson, catch the goddamn ball.
Oh, you call that a catch, Johnson? Oh, I hated the way you caught that ball.
Johnson, why don't you just go? Same thing as if you were here.
Go back to the rest of the Johnsons where you came from.
Who share your own name?
Who share your name?
Say the name.
Say the name.
Johnson, that's your stupid name, and you're terrible at this game.
I love saying names.
Oh, a day when I don't say the name doesn't smell it as sweet. I like to say the name when I meet
Bergamot.
My name.
So what was it about the ranger station that
was irritating to you?
I just was irritated at the very thought that they would mess with the ecosystem in order to provide us a more comfortable experience.
Yeah,
yes.
That is true. Because I guess a lot of the itchy plants that they removed are native species.
Right.
Right. They're probably part of like the delicate balance of what makes this place work. Oh, did you guys hear that?
I heard something.
Did you hear? I feel like a tree might have fallen in the woods.
Let's hope that it fell for a good reason and that it wasn't cut down or pushed down
because it was itchy or something
or attacked. You know, these woods are full of things.
Listen, we were just here to enjoy nature, but I think we may need to defend nature
at all times. Part of enjoying, like part of recreating, is about like making sure that you keep this place to be recreated.
Leave it nicer than you found it.
Absolutely.
Leave only footprints, take only pictures.
But right now,
wait. Is that what it is?
Yeah, leave only footprints, take only pictures.
And if you can, don't even leave footprints.
I was going to say the footprints feel like a big part of the problem. You just leave no footprints.
Leave no trace, leave only footprints, take only pictures.
You know what? From here on out, every time I go into a forest and I leave a footprint, I'm going to brush my footprint back up.
That's really good, like sort of spy behavior.
So then nobody sees your footprints.
Yeah. And maybe so like large cats can't track you.
I feel like even with the footprints erased, they have other means of tracking.
Well, I use a lot of Axe body spray, so I can be sort of located by cats no matter where I go.
Yeah, actually that's true. Cats are, they got great noses.
That's the thing I like about you though, is that whenever we go somewhere together, I can always find
you. It's my signature scent.
I'm like...
Perfect. Let's the three of us split up to try to find that tree, but we'll always remember where Richter. We'll always get back to Ricker because
find
we can
me
smell
at the
him.
End.
Yeah.
But for remember, it's a if you're looking for me, I guess you're not really looking for your eyes. It's like Toucan Sam. You follow your nose. Just sniff. Sniff for cherries. Sniff for oak. Sniff for the subtle sound and smell of a perfect joke.
Sniff for joy. Sniff for the sun. Sniff for the friends that you have, 'cause this day has just begun.
And when you
I haven't split up from you yet. I'm right here.
Ooh, riding my sniffer.
Ooh, I'm getting like friends.
fresh leaves with new dew. And that's right, it's you.
If you smell the smell of a falcon dive, then you know Ricker is still alive. If you follow the
there's like three trees, and these are thick trees, and they're all knocked down, like just pushed, roots sticking up. Look at all this.
Look at all this.
Who could push down three trees?
Whoa, look out. Look out, Mike. That.
Four. That's right. Pushing over trees in the wood.
Mike, it's a Scottish giant.
Oh, God damn it. The worst kind of giants.
Oh, look at that. It's wee human folk walking around on the ground.
Hey.
Sorry to disturb you. You almost fell in the path of one of these great trees I was pushing over.
Hey, why are you pushing over these trees? It's a good force, and it's good because of these good trees.
Yeah.
Well, I'm here to do a giant's caber toss. Are you familiar with a caber toss?
Yeah, sure. Part of the Highland Games, but you shouldn't be doing that with these old rooted trees,
well,
my guy.
Well, it's a giant's caber toss. You need to toss a giant-sized caber for the giant's Highland Games. You take a tree, and you grab one end of it, and you throw it as far as you can.
Yeah.
And that's a caber toss.
No, I understand the game, but you shouldn't be doing that with these trees. Or if you must, just reuse the same one tree. Go and pick it up and practice again. You've uprooted three noble giants.
Well, I got to figure out which one of them is the heaviest.
No, yeah, man. Yeah. That's really selfish behavior, dude.
You know what, Bergamon, you're right. And I think that I think we should definitely be mindful. My giant friend. What's your name? I'm sorry.
You never said. Oh, yeah, right. What's your name?
Names are so important to get. Well, of course, my name is Devin.
Oh, Devin. What a beautiful name for a beautiful giant.
Devin the giant of the Northeast California.
Oh, okay. Yeah? Oh, this is you? That's cool. Hey, bro. Hey, man.
What's your name? Sorry. Rude of me to
I'm sorry.
Ask.
I'm Mike, and this is Bergamon, and this is my man, Ricker.
Oh, hi. Yeah.
Sorry, we smelled you approaching.
Yeah, no, I went through a woods, but can't get that stank off. That's Axe body spray. That stays all day.
That's what it's for.
Do you know what? It smells like finding a $5 bill in your old jacket, you know?
Yeah, but the $5 bill has a dick drawn on it.
That's
yeah.
That's what it says on the back of the Axe body spray. Not your grandmother's. This body spray. Anyway, it's great body
Devin,
spray.
Can I ask you a quick question just as an aside?
Yeah.
So these Highland Games, are there, all kinds of giants, you know, like...
Oh, yeah. Frost giants.
No, you know, bro, I mean, I know there's like a lot of different types of like races of giants.
Hill giants.
Yeah, for sure. Water giants. You guys got those?
Oh, water. They're the wettest of all the giants.
yeah.
Is that not what you meant?
No, man. I'm just like, you know, you're like a good 15, 20 feet.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, 19, are there like
19, but I'm rounding up if I'm feeling self.
There any You guys got, is it lady giants at the games?
Oh,
money?
Sure.
Oh, where?
Lady giants, non-binary giants.
Oh, it's like that?
All over the gender spectrum of giants.
Oh, that's what's up. I would love, Berg, listen, I don't know, but this is just me being me, but oh, I would love to.
You want to compete in the Highland Games
oh,
of
Oh, man, that was not what I was going to say.
For
though,
the honor
okay.
of the forest.
Mike, sure. Mike, you're vibing on meeting some
I just wanted to meet some big, tall ladies. But you know what? If this is what I got to do for the forest, then I'll do it.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. Nothing is more attractive to the lady giants than the winner of the Highland Games.
What?
That's right.
I mean,
all it's not just lady. All giants find athletic prowess in the Highland Games so sexy.
I mean, you kind of get it, you know? Like, ooh, here's a big thing, and I can toss it.
I can toss it.
Ooh, how far can I toss it?
It's just a show of strength. Yeah, and you're a star. I'm like, ooh, it's very sexy when you throw the big thing far.
I'm gonna pick up a big thing. Uh-huh. I'm gonna throw it far as I can.
Ooh, yes you can.
Say it one more time.
I say I'm gonna pick up a big thing.
I'm gonna throw it as far as I can. Now you're getting it.
Oh, I gotta find the right big thing. So that it won't slip. I gotta find a big old thing that's got a big old thing for grip. I'm gonna walk right in those Highland Games, strong as I can be. I'm gonna say, I wanna impress you, whether you're male or female or non-binary. I'm talking about picking up big things
and throwing it as far as you can. Throw it as far as you can. Doesn't really matter. You can throw anything you dig, as long as you throw it far, and the thing that you throw is big.
And as long as you're in a kilt, as long as you're in a kilt.
I forgot to wear a kilt.
Oh, damn. Cause I'm not proud of my legs, but you know what? For the forest, for the forest,
for the forest,
I'll do whatever it takes. For the forest, for the forest, I'll protect rocks and snakes.
Ooh,
for the forest, for the forest, cause I love the trees and bark. For the forest, for the forest, whether it's the day or after dark.
You're gonna grab a big thing.
I'm gonna pick up that thing
and throw it just as far as I can.
All right,
I'll say it again one more time. You're gonna get a big thing.
Throw something as far as he can.
Will he win the Highland Games and therefore protect the forest?
If a tree falls in a caber toss, does it make a bigger sound? Find out when we return to the second half of Highland Games and Names.
The musical.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. When we left Mike, Ricker, and Bergamot, they had just encountered a Highland giant who had brought them to the Highland Games, where they will fight, perhaps, to win the honor of a large woman, perhaps to save the forest itself. What will happen now? Find out in the second half of Highland Games and Names, the musical.
Splash, splash, splash.
Splash, though.
Splash.
Yes, wet water giants.
Splash.
Splash, come through, water giants.
You don't have to announce me like that. I'm just, you know, I appreciate it, but like...
I'm just trying to hype you up, girl.
I know, I appreciate it, but just like give me a second.
Okay.
I just am scaling the cliffs, you know? I feel like they can't even see me yet.
I saw you were coming through, so I wanted to shout out.
I appreciate it, but just like...
I'll give it a second.
Yeah, just like, you know, like part of the Highland Games is to like play it a little cool.
You got to have your moment.
Just like got to act like you don't need it, you know?
The fanfare splash, is happening, but like splash. Whatever.
That's just the water splashing off me as I scale this
My
cliff.
First Highland Games, I was the same way.
You were like playing it cool or you were playing it big?
Oh, I was too eager and everyone was like... Gerald, you are a water giant. You are supposed to be here. You don't have to impress anybody.
That's right. And Denise, I'm going to say that same thing back to you.
Thank you. It is my first one, and I did feel like I needed to leave my mark. It is enough to know, but it's nice to know that it is enough that I am here.
Denise, you are enough, period.
Thank you. Thank you.
If we say come through, like, then we're asking them to do that versus them choosing to let us come through because they're marveled by us.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like... They're going to let us come through because we're the freaking water giants.
Grace.
Kaylin,
speak a word.
Grace, speak a word. Yes, Kaylin, Grace, come through.
We're going to come through.
We're going to come through.
Because they're going to want to.
Because they're going to want to.
We're going to come through.
We're going
to
come through.
Because they're going to want.
Come through.
Just because.
met Giants. Well, I meant to introduce you. Little Giants. These are the Frost.
Little Giants. I love that movie. Little Giants. Oh, Icebox. Man. I love that movie.
That's a great one.
It's a great movie, and also the only thing I knew what to call these little folk. Little Giants.
Oh my gosh. Hi, Little Giants.
Oh. Hi. My name's Mike. These are my friends,
Rick and Burren.
And so we're just here to enjoy your Highland Games. Your wetness. What's up?
Drip, drip.
Okay.
Drip, okay. Drip.
I love everything y'all are doing right now. Looks great.
Bergamot, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
It seems like Kaylin Grace and that one you call Mike have got a real vibe.
You know, I felt like from the moment Mike started asking more questions about the Highland Games that he was like into seeing who was here, you know?
I was like, listen, the thing about Kaylin Grace is she just shows up. She just shows up. She's not asking for you to know. She just shows up. She's just a force. And look at him. He's not daunted at all. Look at the two of them. What are they having a chat about?
You are so tall, you know?
Yeah, I'm pretty tall. Well, like the thing is like, it's pretty cool because I can walk so far into the ocean before I need to swim.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I cannot. I get like a little bit in.
Are you a good swimmer? Are you like good at swimming?
Oh, you know what? I just love to be wet. You know, that's the thing. It's like swimming or not.
You're just a little wet boy.
Yeah, that's me.
Just a wet little giant.
Just a wet little giant. You know, I love the way when you laugh, I can feel it in my chest.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a deep rumble. Oops, sorry. Got a little kelp on you.
It's okay. I've been kelped before. Not my first time.
Oh my gosh. So are you going to like pick something up and see if you can throw it really far?
You know, in all seriousness, my friends and I were going through the forest, and we really love the forest, and I have to keep it real with you, as much as I love the water, I am defending the forest in this year's Highland Games, and I have to pick up something very big and throw it very far. Are you defending the water?
Well, it's just like, yeah, I mean, I am water, I'm made of water, and I'm just defending the rising, raging flow of the tides and like, you know, currents, riptides, those are kind of all my deal. Is that gonna be like
I'm not gonna lie. When you talk about water, it's sexy.
Well, the thing about water is like it's sort of the sexiest element if you think about it. I know lava, I get it. Fire, you know. You might think it's fire. Of its burning heat.
And you might think it's the wind, because it smells so sweet.
Ooh, you might think it's the earth, because it's firm under your feet.
But there's just one element that really does it for me.
The drop, but before you know it, it doesn't stop.
I may have started damp, but now I'm soaked right through my pants.
It then can build, it can build up to a wave, and a water can rock you for days. It's maybe I'll see you after the games.
Yeah.
If you've got to throw a big, heavy thing for the forest. Maybe I'll just see you after the games.
Okay, maybe I'll see you out there.
Maybe I'll see you during the games.
Sure.
And then after the games.
Maybe after the games as well. Maybe there's a river I've never seen. let's go chasing waterfalls.
Okay.
Yes, Mike, okay. That seems like it went really well.
Guys.
That seems like it went really
well.
Did you see the chemistry?
Yeah.
That was electric, but whatever the water equivalent, that was wet electric.
Yeah.
Oh, that was I'm going to use that later. But I have a problem.
Yeah, you do have a problem.
I don't have a thing.
And even if you have a thing, I'm just going to be honest, there's no way any of us are going to be able to throw something as far as these giants.
Okay.
Unless,
what if we tricked them?
Berg, I need you.
Go with me for a second. What if we found a really hollow log, but then we sort of like filled it with a bunch of ferns, and so it was lighter, but it looked like a really big log.
I love that plan.
Okay.
Here's my concern.
Okay.
We take a hollow log.
Yes. All right.
We fill it with a bunch of ferns.
Sure.
Yes.
We're still throwing a hollow log.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of like how far my boy Mike, who look. This is at the Jam Daily. This is not it's just that they're
mostly
literal
giants. Zumba, but still.
Yeah,
but still.
You're a cardio boy.
Let me say it here. Zumba is gym.
Yes.
We agree?
Yes. 100%.
Zumba is gym.
Zumba is gym.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
It's just not, you know, it's just not throwing a big thing very far to impress
the
giant.
Okay, what about this? Trick them.
Okay. I'm back on, Berg.
Okay, trick them, plant. Yeah.
But this time.
You're already back on.
I'm back in. Berg, every time you say tricked, I'm in.
It's a giant paper mache boulder. I just need 4 to 5 hours for the glue to set.
And a bunch of paper.
Yeah.
Do we have our...
No, I'm coming up with ideas.
And we love that. Let's brainstorm.
Okay.
Here's my idea.
Okay.
We trick them.
Okay. I'm in.
What if the thing we throw really throws itself, which is to say, what if the thing we throw can actually fly and they watch it fly away?
Huh.
Like, what if the thing we throw, tell me if this is absurd, you gotta throw a real big bird. We gotta find the biggest bird, and I'm not talking flightless, and we throw it in the air and it flies away. They will say, Mike has won the day.
My only concern is, will the bird look like it has heft? Like, will they believe that the bird weighs anything, or is it theft?
Well, I understand why you would worry, but I don't just talk the talk. There's a big old bird, a massive bird, and it's literally called a rock. And we throw this rock, it's spelled R-O-C. To go on a little mini quest. Will you be back before the competition? Oh, yes, definitely yes. So here we hike now up the hills. What's the smell we're following? Worms.
Winds on a wing.
Winds on a wing.
Tiny bits of string.
I think I see it. A nest up above. And it smells like worms. And
smells like sky, and it smells like air.
My name is Mike. Nice to meet you. My friends and I down there, we're involved in kind of a situation. All right. We... Yeah, we're
like
involved in
a good situation or a bad situation?
Yeah.
I think. I don't know. It echoed far down the trio. Yeah.
It's a bad situation, which could be a good situation if things go well. Right, you got me. So we need to throw a big thing as far as we can to win the Giant Highland Games. Right, I'm not a giant. So what I was thinking that, oh God, you remember mine, is that I could throw you. You don't mind? You do this all the time. Oh, wow. Well, I appreciate it.
Wait, Mike.
Yeah.
Test the bird its name before too much time goes by and we're going to miss the chance.
Very fair. Oh, man. My rock is really rusty. Caw, 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 caw. Oh, caw, caw, caw?
Caw, 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 caw.
I'm sorry.
Caw, 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 caw.
Her name is Caw, caw.
Great. That's Mike.
Nice to meet you too. That's
I'm Bergman.
And
I'm Ricker.
That's Ricker. All right. So I think what our plan is, if it's cool with you.
Yeah.
I mean, we're kind of at a pinch for time. We should get moving.
Yeah.
Let's just get there. You can ride us on your back. Oh my gosh.
All three of us? Oh, huge. Huge for me.
How very cool. This is like all of my dreams coming true. Okay. Well, thank you, though.
Thank you for joining me today on my back. We want to have a smooth flight back to the Highland Games. Please keep your hands and arms inside my wings at all times. Exits are here and here.
Berg.
Yeah?
Really? You speak bird?
That's crazy.
Oh, is that... The rest of you don't?
Did you hear me up there trying to say, what is your name? It was terrible. It was worse
than... Yeah, you're fluent in rock.
Sophomore year Spanish.
Oh. Huh? Yeah, I've been doing Duolingo.
I didn't know Duolingo had rock.
I didn't know bird. They got so much in there.
Yeah, it's just about consistency, really.
You know, they got Klingon. So many choices.
Yeah, and are missing some real languages.
Yes.
Which feels like is maybe...
problematic
like,
in a certain way.
Well, it's like if you have... Klingon. I mean, listen, it is a business. They're trying to attract... If they need to put Klingon in first to get those dollars so that they can fund maybe languages that there's less demand for, but less than Klingon,
right?
I mean, come on. I don't know.
Look, we're at the Highland Games.
That was a very smooth flight. Thank you so much. I don't need a new credit card, but I appreciate this offer. I'm sure. Thank you so much.
So, Devin, we're back.
Ah, you're just in time. The water giants have just thrown the biggest abalone I've ever seen.
Wow.
They've thrown it 15 nautical miles.
Holy shit. I'm so sorry.
I threw it really far.
Oh my gosh. I'm so impressed by you. Cool. You're just such an impressive giant.
Cool.
15 nautical miles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that like a baker's dozen? Is it bigger or smaller than a regular?
It's like a mile, but wet.
Oh, wow.
15 wet miles.
Mm, please.
I threw that that tuna, that big shell.
Big abalone shell.
Yeah, big shell.
With a tuna inside
with a tuna
it.
Inside
you know what
it.
You threw.
Yeah, well, I just, you know. The way
the
that I do.
The flippant way you're talking about it is also very cute.
Yeah, you know, I just like, I'm honestly, I come to the games to have fun.
All right, next up is.
That's why I come here.
Me. Here I go with this big sequoia.
Please throw one that you already pulled up. Please, I'm begging you. Please.
Hey Devin, I just want to say something to you. Mm.
Yeah, Mike.
I appreciate you having us here.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to throw this thing like a motherfucker. I don't want you to just kind of throw it because you know I'm trying to impress Kaylin Grace. I want you to throw with all your might.
You don't, you sure you don't need any help? I don't know how you're going to throw that far.
It wouldn't be right.
Okay.
Unless you did your very best.
Okay.
So honorable. So honorable.
Wow. Oh, it's still like, up there.
Yeah.
Can't see it anymore.
Oh, I did a bad job. See, that's the problem. Sometimes I just throw it up. It went fine, but it's not. But like the distance is not. Yep, here it comes. Take a step back.
Okay.
Okay, well. It met like 10 feet forward. It's not bad, is it?
I mean, it's bad for this game, but not bad for, like, I'm still really, that's cool.
Yeah, honestly, this happens cool. every year.
It's mostly, I guess it's a technique thing. Okay.
I just get so mad at the sun. I just want to throw something up towards it.
As a Scottish giant, that's a different thing. The sun is not your friend.
Yeah, fair.
You probably peel something wicked.
All the time.
Yeah, tough.
Pasty white skin we've got. Ooh. Does it matter that we live in the woods all the time? Still burns 24/7.
Well, you know, even with the tree cover, that sun still the UV rays.
The UV rays go right through.
Yeah, absolutely.
The leaves aren't doing jack all.
Man, next summer we got to come back, guys. We got to come back and at least put some sunscreen on our man.
That's right.
I can't reach the parts between my shoulder blades.
Yeah, we'll help you. Yeah. We'll help you.
Also, it's hard to buy sunscreen in quantities enough to cover me.
Yeah, maybe some UV clothing, honestly.
This is neither
hill. It's probably better.
That's such a good idea.
Yeah.
Do they even have that? Most of my clothes are made of moss.
Yeah, I think it'll take us a while, but I think we could probably just buy, you know.
You little giants have so much to offer the community.
Yeah,
we just want to be helpful.
Well, like part of recreating in the woods is making sure that the woods stay good, you know?
Yeah. Leave only footprints, take only pictures.
And also don't leave footprints if you can help it.
If you can help it.
So, Mike, I think it's your turn now, bud.
It's your turn.
Did they say me? Okay.
Sorry. That's my job.
Oh.
Next. Mike, there's not a whole lot of ceremony. It's just sort of whoever goes
next.
Yeah,
I love how you guys are very curt up front and straightforward. Caca. I need you now.
Caca.
So I'm going to throw you.
Caca.
And I just want you to fly away.
Caca.
And so this is goodbye.
Caca, caca.
I mean, no, just for now. I'll see you later.
Caca.
All right. Okay. All right. Let me just get my arms around you. All right, here's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to do 3 spins.
Caca.
And then I'm going to push you into the air as hard as I can.
Caca, caca, caca.
Okay, so it's going to go. It's a good question. How many rotations? All right, so 1, 2. I'm going to go around the third time. And on the fourth, exiting the third turn, on the fourth, the beginning of the fourth turn, what would be the fourth turn?
Caca.
I'm going to push you into the air. Thank you so much.
Caca, caca.
Thank you for your help.
Caca.
We couldn't do it without you. We would be lost without you.
Caca, caca, caca.
Wait.
Caca, caca, caca. Caca, 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 caca. Caca, 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 caca.
I'm gonna sing it in bird. Caca, caca.
Still going.
That's right.
So far, 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 far and away. I don't know, Devin, what do you think? Did Mike win the day?
I mean, we all saw that.
That was just a bird,
right?
But it was like so cute. Yeah. It was so freaking cute.
Yeah.
And he like talked to the bird in bird.
Yeah, I didn't know that the little giant spoke wrong.
It was really...
Apparently they've got this app called Duolingo.
Oh, yeah, and it's about consistency,
teach
I hear.
All sorts of
language. I don't know if you guys realize this, but your giant whispering is incredibly loud.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mike. You're right.
Listen, you're right. We did just throw a big rock, but only because my friend Mike really wanted to impress you guys and really wanted to make sure that you knew that we were taking your tradition seriously.
Mike.
Thanks, Ricker.
Can I tell you? You didn't need to throw a single damn thing for me to be like, who's this little giant?
What?
Oh my gosh. You already had come through and then you left only to come through again, but not like in a real way.
It was like you were going to come through whether or not people told you to come through. And that's the way you should
and
come through.
And that's how I love it.
Honestly, Mike, it's like very water giant. Oh,
it's
yeah.
Very water, very WG.
Yeah, you were all water giant when we met.
What? Wow. Thank you.
Yeah.
Guys, what should I do? Is this it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is for sure. You gotta like, I don't know, see, I don't know what the breathing situation is, but you gotta like go back to her place or something.
Oh man, I'm terrified, but
we'll
I feel
smell
like
you out tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know?
If I'm alive.
Yeah.
You'll be alive.
You'll be alive.
Yeah. You never know. Kaylin Grace, would you like to go about the Highland Games and eat big things?
I want to eat big things with you. And they'll be big to you and normal to me. Then I want to take you into the sea. If that's a place you'd like to be.
I want to eat big things with you. Or maybe small things for you and normal things for me. Let's go to the sea because I'm down as long as I don't drown.
Home.
And the two of them toured the Highland Games hand in hand, arm in arm, telling everyone their names, and they went to all the little booths.
Ricker,
and they sampled
Bergamot,
all the big and small foods and did
Carol,
all the fun games.
Devin.
And then after that, they went to a place in the sea.
Splash.
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 Splash. Splash.
This is like an underwater cave. And there's a little air pocket so we can breathe.
I appreciate the thought because I was wondering if you're gonna like do some magic on me where I'd have gills.
You might be little, but you're giant to me. You
might
may be little, but you're giant to me.
All that I can be is M-I-K-E. And I hope that's good for you.
Ooh.
Because
I learned
Phil. Can feel very big.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Dana. Thank you, Brett. And thank you to our incredible guest, Edgar Blackman.
Thank you. Oh, I had the best time.
What a joy to have you here. Where can the people find you?
Man, you know what? They can find me on Instagram at the Edgar Blackman. And they can find me on Twitter at Edgar Blackman. And they can find me, maybe, if I didn't get cut, from History of the World Part 2 this November on Hulu.
Hell yeah.
November soon.
If you listen to this show and for some reason you haven't seen the movie Pop Star, which I really don't understand, I need you to race to see it right now.
And
it's
it is
so
now on
funny.
HBO.
Now just added to HBO Max.
It is truly such a funny movie. It is a movie that every time Jess and I talk about it, we're like, how did this movie not make $1 billion?
We love it.
Meadows, Silverberg, Chris Redd, The Lonely Island, Mariah Carey,
and
Seal.
And Edgar Blackman. What more could you want? Check it out. Check yourselves out. You're doing great.
Yes, thank you again for coming out to the show or streaming the show or watching the show. Also, check out Play It By Ear on Dropout if you haven't yet. That's more of this, but in a different way.
It's got videos. It's on Dropout.
You should check it out.
Check it out. And as we say, at the end of every Off Book. If people are waiting for you to just come through,
then maybe that's what you always wanted to do.
That's right.
Sure, great. Bye!